Swadongwe ta nangamunisa de. Be well today. Gaino Gayaso and Swatonda Jates. You're listening to Gaino. Gaino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Each week we take a listen to some of the most amazing music from indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. So enjoy the music and the chat. Graham Jones, he's a mixed-blood Anishinaabe singer-songwriter currently living in Toronto. He's a member of the Shekwinda Ojibwe First Nation. He grew up on Manitoulin Island. As an alumni of the Manitoba Music's Indigenous Music Residency, his single Black Magic Goldmine was featured on the 09 Dig Your Roots compilation. And as quickly as he made a splash, he was gone. He took a break from songwriting for over a decade, but he's back with a great new collection of tunes sure to grip your imagination. It's called Creatures and Criminals, and it's the flood kicking off our listening today on Gaino.
The scientists, the poets, the hunter and the slayer.
we get into our listening on today's episode of Guy Known, that's one from my featured artist, Graham Jones, Creatures and Criminals. Specifically, it's The Flood, one of my favorite tracks from the album today on Guy Known. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome Graham to the show today. We're going to get to know him a little bit. He's been at it a long time, has taken a break here and there, but man, he's really off to a great push with this release. So without further ado, welcome Graham. How are you doing today?
Honey, Brett, I'm good. How are you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing great. Anytime I get to talk with a talented musician, it certainly makes my day, and helping to spread the word and spread the vibes makes it even better, you know. So I think listeners are going to really become enthralled with the magic that is encapsulated within Creatures and Criminals. There's a lot of fun storytelling going on. The production is excellent. There's really a lot that I could go on about. But before we do get into all of that, let's rewind a little bit and start with some introductions. If you would be so kind, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, yeah. Well, my name's Graham Jones. I am based in Toronto, in Canada. I grew up a few hours away in a town called St. Thomas, Ontario, and I'm a member of the Shegwenda First Nation on Manitoulin Island. My grandparents are from Sheg, as we call it, and Wequimacong on Manitoulin Island. I've been a songwriter for 20-plus years, took it semi-seriously for a while. Got a little bit of recognition with a song that I had out on a compilation a few years ago. And yeah, this last year spent a lot of 2022 recording Creatures and Criminals.
When we do go back and talk about your musical upbringing, what was it in particular that made you think, you know, this is something that you would want to give a try to?
So it's funny. So I grew up in the 90s, was sort of my high school years, mid to late 90s. And believe it or not, I was really into the 60s culture at the time. It's something I gravitated to for one reason or another. You know, my parents are sort of baby boomer age. Dad was a hippie, so I think that was part of the reason. And I saw Bob Dylan in concert when I was about 16, and I didn't know much about Bob Dylan at the time, but I was really taken by his music and what he was doing and the songwriting. And probably within the next couple of weeks, I had my first guitar, and I would go to the library. This was just at the start of the internet era, so I'd go and print out guitar tabs and just borrow these old books, these old folk books that had, you know, these early 20th century folk songs. So I could learn some easy chords, and sort of got started that way, and started writing my own stuff within that first year.
Oh, you really got me reminiscing about the good old days. That officially kind of makes me feel old. All right, anyway, let's get back into it. All right, so you were mentioning the Dig Your Roots compilation. That was the one that you had a track included on about 2009. Shortly thereafter, though, you did take a little bit of a hiatus.
I did, yeah. You're right, about 2009. Now, I took a hiatus from my own music, but I was in a band at the time, and we were sort of trying to do our little push. So I did spend the next few years with my band. We were called the Davey Parker Radio Sound. You know, we played around Toronto. We put out an album, and I was really happy with our efforts that we put into it. But life happens, and things change, and, you know, I took a break from, I guess, pushing as a musician. And at the time, I wanted to, you know, just before that, I was really eager to become established as a songwriter. And I was going into that direction, and then things changed with my day job. And, you know, I found myself maybe not having enough time to pursue that dream of being a songwriter and relying instead on the steady paycheck. Sure. So kind of let that go for a few years. And it was just probably 2 years ago when I decided I had these songs that I'd been accumulating, and they all seem like they work well together on an album. So I pitched to a couple of funding organizations, government grant funding organizations, and was fortunate to get accepted. And used some very, very much needed support from the Toronto Arts Council and Ontario Arts Council to fund the production of the album.
I feel like now's the perfect time to get back into some of the storytelling that listeners will get to experience today. And perhaps you could help to introduce this next track we're going to hear. It is the lead single off of Creatures and Criminals. And not only that, the story is told from a pretty unique perspective too.
For sure, yeah. So 100 Days Deep is basically a story of a zombie apocalypse or zombie war, as it's called in the song. It's a metaphor, essentially, for colonization on Turtle Island. So very dark. I call a lot of my work dark fiction, and this is certainly falls into that. The imagery is pretty intense, and it's written from the perspective of a raven looking down on this zombie apocalypse and sort of telling the listeners all about it in a kind of an Americana / indie rock kind of vibe.
Listeners are in for a treat today. As we get back into our listening, one coming from Levi Platero's 2017 Take Me Back. We're also going to be hearing a couple recommendations provided by Graham, including one from Kaylee Cardinal, in fact, her latest single, and a mutual favorite between us, Blue Moon Marquee. Also coming up in this block is one from BB Buckskin's Captain Medicine. But once again, turn it up and sing along with 100 Days Deep from Graham Jones, 2023 Creatures and Criminals, today on Dynamo.
My eyes, said the raven, are sick and they're breaking out these shells. 100 days on this same old one-trick highway. Bad blood on the concrete. One line nearly killed them all. It's hell and there's more. 100 days deep into the zombie war. If I could find the road home last night, the ground was smoking. Black dogs burning on the rusted road. And I'm a rolling stone. Give me a gun and a ticket home.
This is BB Buckskin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mabey.
Baby blue, that's what you are. Trying to hide the pain that keeps you away from me for so long. You couldn't stars in the sky and feel the beating of your heart next
W. Cardinal from Blue Moon Marquee, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Trying for your head. Watch out, they don't stare you.
Marquis, Hound Dog on a Chain, winding down that first set of listening on today's episode of Gynote. Welcome back to the chat. I'm getting caught up with Graham Jones, an Anishinaabe artist based currently out of Toronto. We're discussing his musical background, and at this point we are going to start to get a little bit more into the overall themes found on this album. I know The Raven goes a little bit deeper than the song we heard, 100 Days Deep. But let's spend just a quick moment, talk about Blue Moon Marquis. They're kind of a personal favorite of yours, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just discovered them during COVID. They were on, I can't remember the program, but they were on a sort of a TV show that was featuring full Indigenous artists. It had to do with the Imaginative Festival or something, I think. I could be wrong, but, you know, I've been into that sort of old-timey kind of folk slash, I don't know, it's a bit jazz, it's a bit bluesy, but it really puts you into that time, that era, and the way that these play is fantastic. So, yeah, as soon as I heard them, I became a fan right away.
I always love getting recommendations from my guests. It serves a lot of functions and purposes, and one of the absolute most fun aspects of it, I think, is just how simple it is to support one another out there in the scene, and I can't thank you enough. Once again, we'll get Kaylee Cardinal on before our time is up today. All right, getting back into our discussion about the album, you mentioned that this was funded in part from the Toronto Arts Council, the Ontario Arts Council. Where did you record it at, and who with?
So it was recorded at a studio called the Nelson Room, which is actually not too far from where I live here in Toronto. So it was nice. I got to oftentimes ride my bicycle over and enjoy the day. You know, I got a day job, so it was weekends and evenings where we could fit them in. But the producer is a gentleman named Derek Downham, and this guy is phenomenal at what he does, both as a producer and as a multi-instrumentalist. You know, there's so many things that he put on this album that really make it as impactful production-wise as it is. And yeah, like these are the kind of things where you're so thankful to be able to have the funding to do these types of things. And, you know, I tell everybody I can who's an artist of any discipline, try out for these grants. Like, just submit, because, you know, they're there, and the amount of things you can accomplish that you would never be able to otherwise is amazing. So, you know, I was able to work with Derek and Tim Foy, who's the owner slash engineer at the studio, and recorded some of it at Derek's as well. He's got a great home studio there too. So it was fantastic. We were able to hire some really phenomenal guest musicians to play trumpet and pedal steel and violin. So incredibly humbled and thankful for the opportunity, for sure.
And do you have a regular full-time core band?
No, no core band. You know, I play as much of it as I can. I'm a multi-instrumentalist. Nice. Myself. A bit of a hack at a lot of them. You know, I know how to play piano, but it's certainly not, I wouldn't call myself a pianist or anything like that. So I play the guitars, I play the harmonicas, and sing, and, you know, Derek provided a lot of the extra fluff on there, and, you know, in particular his drumming and his lead guitar playing are things that just, they're nothing I could ever accomplish. So yeah, we don't have a core band, but we've, you know, when I have played live, Derek's just, we've done a two-piece thing, and it works great, just the two of us, because, you know, these songs, the essence of them is the lyrical content. I'm just happy that we were able to create something that is also so vivid and so rich in the production.
There is almost a sense of this being a part of an established bard tradition, you know, really heavy on the storytelling. And I think that provides a great opportunity to get a little bit deeper into that now as well. It's my understanding that the Raven protagonist that we hear is specific to that song, but there is a loose connection between the other songs that are found on Creatures and Criminals.
For sure. Yeah. You know, when I decided that I wanted to put together this album as a complete project, I probably had 18 to 20 songs that I started with and whittled out a few. And this group of songs that I was left with really seemed cohesive in a lot of ways, in the themes as well as the sound, the storytelling. So yeah, I just, decided to put these all together. And then as it was taking shape, I got this vision sort of that it was all these little stories and as if there was a raven flying overhead and looking down on each song being a little situation. And, you know, you look down and see that and there's Mary the Diamond Runner and he tells her story and then on to the next thing. And it's, 100 days deep and it's about this zombie apocalypse. So it really, to me, I could see all these songs making more sense in the idea of the raven flying overhead and being sort of the storyteller. You see these songs or these stories through his eyes, I guess.
Our raven relatives have certainly been passing stories on for countless generations, and there's absolutely no reason why they should stop now. As we get ready to get back into our listening, let's talk a little bit about one of the characters that the raven encounters. Tell us a little bit about Mary.
Yeah, so I wrote Mary the Diamond Runner about just this general, it's sort of sung about and for the downtrodden or the impoverished and those who have less. And many of us are in that situation compared to those that are on the very opposite end of the spectrum, very wealthy and very content in their lives in that way. So Mary is essentially sort of an illegal diamond runner who's looking to get out of poverty. And this is her way, is to be a part of the illegal diamond trade. And yeah, so it's just kind of a lot of these songs are metaphors for a deeper message. And this one, certainly that rift between the rich and the poor and what people are willing to do to go, I guess, to get out of their situation by any means necessary.
Diamonds and your Valentine's a lonely end you up.